89.9 KGRG FM. And it is time for us to do like we do at this time every week.
Get your history books and pocket protectors ready.
Pretty much. This is Today in Geek History for August 1st. And what we do with Today in Geek History is, thanks to thegreatgeekmanual.com, I have a variety of various geeky slash nerdy things that happen to occur today. And so it's not this week in geek history. It is things that happened specifically on August 1st. And that's something we like to do every week. Because, like, I've had folks run into me before. It's like, well, you know, this happened, that happened. I'm like, yeah, but not on the day that we're doing the show. So it's enough cool things happen that I think we'll just keep it to specifically the day of the show. So we start as we do typically. I like this music, by the way.
Yeah.
This is pretty cool. Is this one of the new Steven Universe ones?
No, this one's actually pretty old.
I
think it was from season one, actually.
Okay, it must have been a while. So, like, the rotation must be something.
We have, like, 60 songs in here.
Oh, okay, very good. It was just like, ooh, this is kind of neat. Okay, all right. Tell people about eating the sausage, not how the sausage is being made, Mike. Let's move on. So, we start off, as we do in the distant past, let's start in 1774, August 1st. The element oxygen is independently discovered for the first time by Joseph Priestley, a British Presbyterian minister and amateur chemist. Priestley discovered that mercury heated in air becomes coated with a red dust, which, heated separately, would convert back to mercury and give off, quote-unquote, air. Studying this air, you can't see my air quotes on the radio, Priestley observed that candles burn very brightly in it. Upon further experimentation, he discovers that a mouse in a sealed vessel could breathe much longer with the gas present than a mouse sealed in a vessel without it. Joseph Priestley will publish his conclusions in 1775, giving the element a name and historically receiving most of the credit for its discovery.
Hmm.
Interesting. So, oxygen discovered before America becomes America.
Wow.
Still kind of funny to think, though. Like, my God, I discovered air.
Yeah! I mean, it's one of those things that it's just, I don't know, it's fascinating. It's geeky. Let's move on.
Science!
Ooh, I think we need to get that at some point. Oh, my goodness.
Don't do this. Please, don't do this.
I don't know. Let's move on to 1914, where Germany declares war on Russia, marking the beginning of World War I.
Holy Toledo.
The war will spur the progression of many technologies into high gear. We move on to 1946, where on August 1st, United States President Harry S. Truman signs the Atomic Energy Action into law, creating the U.S. Atomic Energy Commission about 1 year after World War II. Congress establishes the commission to foster and control the peacetime development of atomic technology. Speaking of atomic technology, we move on to 1980.
Hello?
Oh, we do. We do move on to 1980. Wherein United Artists releases the science fiction film, The Final Countdown, directed by Don Taylor and starring Kirk Douglas, Martin Sheen, Catherine Ross, and a whole bunch of other people to U.S. theaters. Now, I think that's not the right thing, is it? All right, well.
All right, kids.
Yeah, so I hit the...
You don't like this song?
Oh, I love this song, but I think I hit the wrong thing. Why don't you hit the trailer for The Final Countdown, and that'll maybe explain a little better what this movie is about.
You are on board the USS Nimitz, the most advanced nuclear supership in the American arsenal, carrying a complement of 102 aircraft and 6,000 men. The Nimitz is on routine duty, guarding the waters of the South Pacific.
That Corsair is in real trouble.
But within minutes, a bizarre, unexplainable phenomenon of nature will transport the Nimitz 40 years back in time. Back to the day of infamy. Back to the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor.
My gosh, look at that.
Welcome to the paradox of time, when past and present become one, and history is actually changed.
We've got an incredible opportunity here. We know where all the mistakes are going to be made for the next 40 years, and you've got the power to correct them.
The final countdown.
This movie sounds awesome, and I am embarrassed to say that I have never seen it. Sounds really cool. So yeah, so you got it all in the trailer. The USS Nimitz falls through like this weird time portal thing and ends up back in Pearl Harbor. Sounds pretty cool.
Always heard about the movie, but I never actually knew that it was a real like movie.
Yeah, I'm gonna check this out because it sounds pretty metal, man. And that trailer, and it's so funny about how movie trailers used to be. That trailer was like 3 minutes originally. There's an entire sequence of Kirk Douglas as the captain just giving this lengthy speech. Like, almost like as if, like, the speech from Independence Day was in the trailer in its entirety. It's like that long. It's like, man, that was luxurious. So yeah, I kind of edited that a little bit to kind of get some of the sweet, delicious nougat out of there. So let's move on to 1981, and I'm going to see if you guys can guess what historical geeky event this marks.
Oh,
go ahead. Again, August 1st, 1981. Nothing? Oh, I see those gerbils running. You guys are thinking. All right, we'll give it a couple more seconds, see if you can figure out what the hell I am talking about. This video killed the radio star by the Buggles. Now, the reason why I am playing this is because... Ooh, well, that worked out pretty good. Sorry. On August 1st, 1981, at 12:01 a.m., the MTV Music Television Cable Channel premieres on U.S. cable networks in the United States.
What?
MTV is a 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week pop music channel. The first music video to be played on the station, again at 12:01, August 1st, 1981, is Video Killed the Radio Star by the Buggles.
That's good.
So that song that you just heard is the very first video played on MTV. I hear they occasionally play music.
Occasionally. It's more like television killed television.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, yes. So true. So we got a couple more to close out this segment. Near and dear to me, in 1989 on August 1st, Microsoft releases Office, the first general business software for Macintosh computers.
Nice.
That is a software that I am using literally right now as I am reading my script.
It's good software.
Oh yeah, I love Office, but 1989, August 1st. So, and we're going to close out Today in Geek History with a trio of movie trailers, and all three of them are very different. This one, and we're going to resurrect Guess the Movie. This first one is from 1997, from New Line Cinema.
His face, a mask of courage. Who are you? His armor.
Awesome hardware.
A living weapon. His mission. A fight for justice.
Hero.
His name, Spawn.
Let's get it over with.
You've been violating the girl back.
Spawn. PG-13 and R-rated director's cut.
Yeah, I need me that R-rated director's cut.
I guess it's called Spawn.
Yeah, pretty much. So, on August 1st, 1997, New Line Cinemas releases Spawn, starring John Leguizamo, Michael Jai White, and Martin Sheen, who you just heard from earlier in the Final Countdown.
Wow.
The film is an adaptation of Todd McFarlane's creator-owned Image comic book of the same name. Back in a time when comic book movies were still not especially good. So Tiny Ricky, you like your comic book movies. Have you seen Spawn?
I've tried to stay away from anything Spawn related because I feel like as soon as I watch any clip of the movie, it'll just ruin my entire comic book experience.
You are a wiser man than I. It is terrible. And the comic book is not especially great either.
That's what I've heard.
I don't even want to get into it. It's dumb. Let's move on to 2008 and let's see what movie came out then on August 1st.
This summer, China's Dragon Emperor,
here we go again,
will return.
We're gonna do this my way.
Put down one mummy, Dad.
Yeah, same mummy, twice.
On August 1st, the adventure begins.
Abominable snowman!
Brendan Fraser.
Oh, Lord.
Jet Li.
I really hate mummies!
The Mummy, Tomb of the Dragon Emperor. Rated PG-13. Starts August 1st.
I'm calling fake on that. That doesn't sound real. There's snowmen and mummies also an emperor and everybody's fighting. I don't get it.
Oh, it needs Wild Dog in there.
Please. Wild Dog would just be the cherry on top of this cake of bad stuff.
And this is a movie that I have not watched. I don't dislike the first Mumy movie, the Mumy Returns, less okay, but still kind of okay because it has And the Rock as the Scorpion King.
Okay, let's not talk about the Scorpion King.
That's a different conversation for a different day, but yeah, no, Jet Li as the Chinese Mumy with again abominable snowman and who?
Why are there
could,
snowmen?
I don't know.
Because it's Tibet and like there, it's the terracotta army turns to life. I mean, it's a cool idea because like mummies and all, but
wait.
Okay, let's be honest. Terracotta soldiers were not mummies.
Right.
No.
Terracotta soldiers are badass.
They're cool. Super cool.
Yeah, and I like that era of Chinese history, like, you know,
give me a movie about
Emperor Qin and all that stuff. I mean, it's a fascinating time, but have you seen this movie?
Just a little bit.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry for you.
Well, you know what we need? We need a palate cleanser. Also released on August 1st, this one in 2014.
Ooh.
Let's hit the one that says TV spot.
Time to rock and roll.
On August 1st, the greatest movie in the galaxy arrives.
Yes! Looking good.
I live for this.
I like your knife. I'm keeping it.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yay!
Is the best Marvel movie ever.
Quit smiling. You're supposed to be a professional.
And it's the summer blockbuster we've been waiting for.
You're welcome.
Guardians of the Galaxy, rated PG-13, in theaters and IMAX 3D.
Indeed, Guardians of the Galaxy was released on August 1st in 2014.
It's a good movie.
2 years already.
Years already, and what? Volume 2 is coming out next year. It's going to be thrilling. So, before... Since I'm greedy and self-indulgent and all of this other stuff, so I found this TV spot and I really like it because it says August 1st and it, you know, you get a little bit of the characters and it says Guardians of the Galaxy, but this, what we just played for you is not the trailer that we all fell in love with when we realized that Guardians of the Galaxy was going to be a thing. So as we close out today in geek history, but before we go to the break, I would like to play for you a somewhat trimmed version of the original trailer for Guardians of the Galaxy. This has been Today in Geek History on Mike and Mickey After Dark on 89.9 KGRG FM. Stick around because after the break, we are going to do some other cool stuff that I don't remember what we're going to do. But
is it real or is it fake?
Oh, yeah.
Woo!
That's Woo! All right, and if you've got a song request, you know what you got to do. You got to hit us up at 253-833-5004 or tweet at us at KGRGFM. But let's get a taste of the real Guardians trailer before we go.
Who are you?
Star-Lord.
Who?
Well, Star-Lord, man. Legendary outlaw.
Forget it.
We arrested these five on Xandar. Check out the rap sheets.
Drax, a.k.a. the Destroyer. Gamora, soldier, assassin, wanted on over a dozen counts of murder. Rocket, wanted on over 50 charges of vehicular theft and escape from lockup.
What the hell?
Groot, he's been traveling recently as Rocket's personal houseplant slash muscle.
Peter Jason Quill, he's also known as Star-Lord.
Who calls him that?
Himself, mostly. He's wanted largely on charges of minor assault, public intoxication, and fraud. They call themselves the Guardians of the Galaxy.
What a bunch of a-holes.
You got requests? We want to play them. Hit us up, 253-833-5004.
That way, you can tell that music snob to shut the hell up. You know you want to.
Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential. It's essential.
With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60 because great things happen when we live united.
Donate.
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
It's Cork, and every Thursday morning on The Buzz, I have a question for the rest of the Buzz crew.
You want to play a little game?
That game is the Mixtape Remix. I'll find some of my favorite song lyrics and read them. All I ask is that my victims name the song title and the artist. Black Eyed Peas, they come in full range. And NoFX, they come in full range. And Ronnie Size, he's come in full range. The one Mr. Vegas, you know it ain't easy. Still stumped? Luckily for them, I'm generous enough to give a hint.
Black Eyed Peas, they come in full range. And NoFX, they come in full range. And Ronnie Size, he's come in full range. The one Mr. Vegas, you know it ain't.
If they still can't manage to name the song and the artist, you'll just have to tune in to find out what happens next. Listen to the Mixtape Remix and more during the Buzz Morning Show, 6 to 9 a.m. every Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday on KGRG 89.9 FM.
You have every reason to start your college career with KGRG-FM. But don't just take my word for it. Why do you think that the Green River Broadcasting Program is so great?
Doing it, and you guys give a chance to all these through the college, all kinds of programs that you guys are doing. The actual sports stuff through the college, so it's not just the off point of getting to hear great music that I love to a bigger audience, which is great in itself, but it's also the fact that you're giving people training, people are having jobs, and you get to support a whole community.
To find out how you can sign up at Green River College, just click the register link on KGRG.com.
Can't get enough of KGRG? Well, we have a brand new app, now available on iTunes and Google Play Store. Just search KGRG.
It is time for your newest favorite game!
Is it real or is it fake? Woo!
helps if I turn the other thing on,
yeah,
also.
Yeah, it would definitely help if you had your microphone on.
I had none of the things on.
Yeah, that was a lot.
Yeah, it was a lot I wasn't doing.
You're listening to KGRG 89.9 FM, Mike and Mickey, After Dark. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing great, Mike over here in the production room, and I am learning about tips from former smokers.
Oh.
Did you know that since 2012, at least 5 million Americans tried to quit smoking cigarettes because of the TIPS campaign, whatever that is? At least 400,000 cigarette smokers quit for good. Your support matters in the continued success of the campaign. I don't know. I mean, I just have the... Whatever. Anyway.
Good. Okie dokie.
I'm doing great.
Awesome. How are you?
I'm doing it sitting here on my phone.
I'm doing good over here in the newsroom, just looking up some news stories to talk about later.
Sweet. All right. So it is time for Is It Real or Is It Fake? Whew. And what that is a game that we play around 10:30. It is where I name to you guys three different music genres. You guys listen to the descriptions. You deliberate a little. You're like, man, that sounds super fake because that sounds bad. And also, that's super real because I really want to listen to that. Or whatever you guys want to deliberate with. So, who am I playing with tonight?
The two people you were just talking to.
Yeah.
So you got Mike over here in the production room and...
Oh, no. Ricky's gone. They left. No, I'm still here.
This is medium-sized Rick.
Medium-sized Rick and big Rick.
He grew two times tall.
All right. Our first genre of the evening is, and bear with me, guys, S River.
What?
Yeah, you'll get it in a second.
Did you just say Ass River?
No. You'll get it in a second. Okay. It is a highly experimental music genre where artists record their song, fully edit and produce the instrumental, and then reverse it. Do you get it? Yeah, because the genre is the word reverse. Reversed. Ha 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 ho! Then the vocalist writes and sings to the backward music, and it takes these artists a very, very long time to find the right sound for their music. So S-River bands only come up with an album every few years, but man, is it impressive. Is it real or is it fake?
Yeah, that one you gotta hit a little harder sometimes.
Oh, button number two.
Yep.
Why must you be like this? All right, let's start with Ricky.
I think that whoever made that up, because it's not real, has been watching way too much Twin Peaks and loving that backwards stuff. Definitely not real.
So you say it's fake?
Fake.
Fascinating.
All right, what do you think, Mike?
Shout out to Caroline from Uncommon Chords, by the way. She is like the number one Twin Peaks fan ever.
She's the best.
I am going to say that this is real.
Oh.
Because I can see some... ding-a-ling with endless time and resources dedicating their sad, sad existence to birthing this into reality.
Wow.
It's intricate. It sounds like it takes a lot of effort. Uh-huh. And most importantly, for one of these truly great genres, it's completely absurd and totally ridiculous. But that does not sway me enough to say that it's fake. I think, indeed, it is real.
Wow. Okay, so Mike says it's real. Rick says it's fake. Hey, Rick.
Yes?
That's super fake, but I don't watch Twin Peaks at all. I don't know anything about it, actually.
Shame.
I was thinking of the Radiohead song where the entire song is backwards, including Tom York's voice, so he sang the words backwards.
Mm.
And then they just made it sound forwards. It's a really, really good song. I will have to play it for you guys. It's called Like Spinning Plates.
Wouldn't that make it real then?
No, because I made up the genre.
Okay.
It's not a genre. It's just that song that I know of.
Okay.
It can be a genre now.
Okay. All right.
You cracked the code. All right.
I'll let the listeners fight that one.
I'll allow this. Gavel sound.
Yeah, exactly. There's a gavel in there.
I'm not finding it. Okay, our next genre is...
Hold the gavel.
Music against humanity. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Mike.
I'm in.
It is a musical genre dedicated to only creating lyrics with phrases and ideas from a pack of Cards Against Humanity and its many expansion packs. Because of this, music from the genre is highly varied, but what binds it together is that hilariously foul language. Is it real or is it fake?
Woo.
Mike.
Dead Babies.
Whoa. Okay, go ahead.
It's one of my favorite Cards Against Humanity cards.
My favorite one is Bees?
Question mark?
Yeah, it's really cute.
Yeah, I like that one. I am going to say that this is real. Ooh. Because I need this in my life. I love a good game of Cards Against Humanity, and as absurd as the previous genre is, well, actually, this is equally absurd.
Yes.
But I think somebody took the time to make this happen. I think Cards Against Humanity has seeped enough into the public consciousness and the lexicon of pulp culture, pop culture, where I think somebody would make this happen. It sounds super duper real.
Wow. You know, I actually really do love Cards Against Humanity. I bought my roommate Ryan the whole pack, and I think I've used it like 3 times as much as he has. Someone's like, Ryan, can I borrow this for a party? He's like, yeah, sure, no prob. I don't think he's ever touched it. All right, Ricky, what do you think about Music Against Humanity?
I can definitely imagine like a bunch of people like doing this as a drinking game at
totally
at 3 a.m. just doing this. So I can definitely see it real.
Oh, wow. So both of you say it's real. So, hey, guys.
Yes. Oh, disappointment. So
we can make it a game. Sweet cola game.
Nice.
Yeah, let's do
Water
it.
On the rocks.
I love it.
Water on the rocks.
All right. Our last genre of the evening is chill step. It is a type of It is a type of non-aggressive, utterly peaceful dubstep with slow down beats, low bass plucking, and soft female vocals. It's supposed to mellow you out, bruh. Is it real or is it fake? Woo. I'll woo myself that time.
Yeah, you do woo, yo. You do woo.
Okay, Ricky, what do you think?
I'm gonna say this one's real too. Ooh. Sounds relaxing and mellow enough that people would listen to it.
Okay, Mike, what do you think?
Fake.
Whoa. Why do you say that?
So dumb. Oh. So dumb. Well, actually, no. As a genre, it sounds like something that I want absolutely, positively no interest in, but it sounds very creatively written. So I think you use the powers of your limitless imagination to conjure this completely absurd genre into existence. So fake. Not a thing.
So, pardon me while I... Oh, computers. Always taking naps on the job.
Right,
okay,
though?
So Ricky says it's real. Mike says it's fake. Hey, Mike.
Yeah. Oh, I suck at this so hard.
Chill step is super real. It's funny that you're like, man, this is too absurd to actually be a thing. I'm like, man, but we just talked about reverse and Music Against Humanity. And you're like, those are super real, man.
Yeah.
But I draw the line at chill step. How dare you?
Exactly. You know what? I completely agree with you on that.
All right. Are you guys ready for the score?
Lay it on me.
Hey, Mike.
Yes?
You got a whopping 0.
I know.
And Ricky got 2.
Woo!
Woo! So Ricky wins. We don't have a winning sound, but good job. Thumbs up.
Ooh, I got something. I got something. Bear with me just a quick second.
We're going off script. What's happening here? Yeah.
Oh, but I thought I did the thing. Okay, here we go.
Disappointed!
That was really good.
Thank you.
All right, so that has been Is It Real or Is It Fake? On Mike and Mickey After Dark on KGRG 89.9 FM. And stay tuned, because coming up next is Dresser Drawer by Better Off.
Disappointed!
I am not disappointed. This song is awesome!
To learn how to get involved with KGRG, go to kgrg.com or greenriver.edu. You're listening to Today's Rock on 89.9 KGRG FM.
One day, I'll teach chemistry to kids.
I'm going to be an architect.
My dream is to be a chef.
This is a world of possibilities. A world in which people who put their minds to something can really make a difference.
My goal is to help the environment.
Someday, I'll find a cure for cancer.
At the U.S. Department of Education's Office of Federal Student Aid, we believe that aspiring minds can achieve anything. So we dedicate ourselves to making sure everyone has an opportunity to go to college. Each year, we provide more than $150 billion in grants, loans, and work-study funds, making higher education possible for anyone at any stage of life.
I can go back to college.
I can change careers.
I can make a difference.
Federal Student Aid, proud sponsor of the American Mind. Learn more about money for college at studentaid.gov.
Hey, Mike, did you hear about Rick and Morty coming back later this month?
Wubba lubba dub dub!
What? Cool! Hey, dude, did I tell you that my favorite vigilante, Wild Dog, is going to be joining Arrow this season?
Really? Awesome! Oh, man, I'm so excited!
You can keep up to date with all of the nerdy news on Mike and Mickey After Dark every Monday night from 9 to midnight, only on KGRG 89.9 FM, your home for Warped Tour.
Now, where did I leave that comic book?
What's up, Motorheads? In case you already didn't know, KGRG, Green River College, and the Buzz Morning Show are now part of NASCAR. That's right.
NASCAR,
we're the number 10 Chevy car based out of the Evergreen Speedway. If you want to be a part of this event, you can listen to the Buzz Morning Show from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Wednesday through Friday morning for your chance to win tickets. Not only tickets, you can win pit passes where you can have 360 degrees of speed crashes. So if you want to go, tune in to 89.9 FM or get the app on your phone so you never miss out on the chance for a free ticket giveaway. If you're not there, you better be dead. If you're dead, take your lame ass up out of the grave and call a cab.
This is Old Skinless reminding you to tune in to Late Night Death every Tuesday night at 10 p.m. on KGRG 89.9 FM iHeartRadio and the KGRG FM app for 2 hours of pure metallic radio mayhem. Now here's Carnifex with 6 feet Closer to Hell.
If the world should have been we're all
For more of that, tune in to Late Night Def every Tuesday night at 10 p.m. only on KGRG FM, iHeartRadio, and the KGRG FM app. This is the Late Night Def mascot, Old Skinless, and you're listening to KGRG FM, today's rock.
Here is Loneliness and Heartache by Leftover Crack. And coming up after this, got something fun for you. We're going to have some international music from the KGRG Music Desk. This is Mike and Mickey After Dark on 89.9 KGRG FM. Dude. 89.9 KGRG FM. You're listening to Mike After Dark. Wow, that was Mike and Mickey After Dark. I was practicing for next week.
Hey, friend.
Yeah, you're listening to Mike and Mickey After Dark. And hey, Mickey.
Hey, Mike.
Tell me a little bit about that song we just played.
So that was Mirror by Secret Avenue, all the way from Kyiv, Ukraine. Yeah. From the music desk. So the manager emailed us the link to their SoundCloud, and they're like, check out our newest album, which I forget what it's called. I might have it pulled up still. I do not. It's something about feelings, I think.
Yeah, I'll see if I can find it.
Okay, awesome.
Because, yeah, it was super cool. And the reason why we're mentioning this is, come on, tabs, load.
That's okay.
So, the manager, whose name is Katya, sent an email to the music director. That is music@kgrg.com. If you have a demo.
Send us your EP.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if you have a demo or a full album or something that you would like us to listen to.
A really fly mixtape?
Yeah. the name of the EP is Worries.
Oh.
Worries by Secret Avenue. And what was the name of that song again?
Mirrors.
Very nice. So yeah, so we thought as we transition into the 11 o'clock hour, one, we'd give you guys some awesome new international music, as we like to do.
Some new wave.
Yeah.
Some and chill beats.
Exactly. Now, you compared it to one of our former is it real or is it fake genres, right?
Yeah, it reminded me a little bit of Vaporwave with how chill it was, because I actually non-ironically listened to Vaporwave.
Hey, Vaporwave's pretty good.
It is. I thoroughly enjoy it. And that, I don't know, I guess New Wave and Vaporwave are pretty similar.
It's a bit different. A little bit.
I don't know. I thoroughly enjoyed it, and it gave me some of those nostalgia feels, which I always appreciate, and some of those lyrics were pretty sweet.
Very cool. All right. Well, if you want to hear more like that, hit us up at 253-833-5004 or tweet at us at KGRGFM. We'll see if they have a music video or something and see if
actually,
we can...
I'll tweet out their SoundCloud.
Perfect. Oh, yeah, that would be great.
Then you can check out their cover photo thing, and you can see the guy with a handlebar mustache, my personal fave.
Oh, dude, that is a sick Ukrainian mustache.
It's A+. That's what it is. It is well-grown and groomed.
All righty. So we're going to step up. Well, it is. I mean, I just don't have any more to say
about that.
So we'll be back in just a minute. And then that'll give us time to change into our jammies and make up some popcorn, because it will be time for the slumber party right here on 89.9 KGRG FM, KGRG FM HD1 Auburn, also broadcasting on K207 AP Sumner Lake Taps 89.3 FM. You are listening to Mike and Mickey After Dark. And here is Mad All the Time by Water Parks. Because for me, I am mad all the time. This is Mike and Mickey After Dark.